We're back. A little Flaming Lips, Frogs. Never experienced the Flaming Lips. I recommend that you definitely check them out. Musically, visually, an amazing band.
Yeah.
Waiting for the frogs to fall down on me. A little bit of a... That's one of their older songs back in the day when they were really young, probably like 89 or 90, I think.
That's what it looks like. But I was noticing, because I didn't watch... I mean, I've listened to them. I haven't watched a lot of the music videos. And this music video, like, I can kind of see where some of the creator Malcolm in the Middle drew their inspiration intro of, because like a lot of the transitions and the scribbling stuff.
The scribbling stuff and everything, But a great band, you know, as they progressed into, one of those bands that just evolved into just an amazing band, really.
Yeah.
You know, kind of started out as a fuzz kind of rock guitar band, and then... If you ever listen to, Waiting for Superman.
Yep, I have, yeah.
Yoshimi versus the Pink Robots, which is an amazing record. The War Against the Mystics.
Mm.
They always experimented. They did a record called Zyrica, which it came as a 4-disc set, and you had to play all 4 discs. In separate radios at the same time, and there was different parts of the music on each disc.
Yeah.
We used to call it doing a Zyrica session. We get like a whole bunch of weed and get high, and
everybody
then sit around and play Zyrica.
In there, yeah. They're doing the Zyrica session. Do you know what that is?
Do you know what that is? But what they used to do, where they got the idea to do that, is I guess they're from Oklahoma City, and they used to go and do what they called like garage shows. Like they go into parking garages and then have like an FM broadcaster, like a low bandwidth FM broadcaster. And they would like have everybody show up, and all the cars in the radios would be basically their amplifiers, I guess you could say.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they wanted to try to like give that experience.
It's a cool idea, though.
It's a cool idea. They wanted to give that experience to like, you know, the people who never got to experience that when they were doing it in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So they created the Zyrica Records.
Huh.
So it takes four radios to do it.
Yeah.
To listen, because there's just parts of music on each CD. It's
quadrant.
It's crazy. But I've listened to like separate, like just play one.
Yeah.
And there's long periods of like nothing. Then all of a sudden there's like this amazing like lead guitar riff inside of it. And then it goes away.
So they did it. Was it per in? No, couldn't have been per instrument. But that's interesting.
No, not per instrument.
It wouldn't just be total silence until the next one. It would
You only if you listen to one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was my question. Yeah. If you listen to one,
There'd be silence, and then it would come in.
Yeah.
But a fascinating record, fascinating band. Really, I saw them live a couple years ago, and they did a version of Space Oddity that was pretty amazing.
Frogs.
A little music note for you. But I guess we were talking about the Capitol riots before we went on a little break and tangent about the Flaming Lips.
I don't know.
I just, like I said, like we were talking about how we felt like it was just kind of like the perfect storm just coming together. Like they wanted the perfect storm to come together and have this, you know, insurrection.
Indeed, it's politically motivated. And at the same time, you're talking about how some people probably got kind of caught up in the mob a little
bit.
So mob mentality is a thing.
Is a real thing.
I've seen that in anywhere where there's, you know, mob riot or anything. It's, you know, you're fine with protesting and doing other stuff when you're a giant group of people and somebody breaks a window, and then you kind of go along with the mob, and like maybe then you kick over a trash can, and then, you know, maybe somebody, smashes a car window, and then another person,
I mean, we've seen it happen like after like sporting teams win or lose.
Oh yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, cities are already great for that. Philly's good for that. Boston's really good for that. Yeah. It's like, oh, the Red Sox won. Like, oh, let's flip a car. know, they lost. Like, oh, it's flip two cars.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking either way. Everybody's going nuts.
Beat up their fans.
Yeah. That's Philly. Philly's a little more angry. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, well, some people are angry, but I don't know. They're all full of shellfish and alcohol, and they're like, I don't feel like doing this that much. You know, I'll punch somebody later.
Ohio State was always good for that. Whenever they would win, they would like to go out and, like, set the dumpsters on fire in the alleys and shit, you know?
And, yeah, imagine after a football or soccer match in the U.K., you know, that's Green Street hooligans came from.
But that mob mentality, you can all of a sudden be swept up into it and not even realize it, you know?
Yeah, if you're in the middle of it, then so I made the Travis Scott reference. Like, if you're in the middle of the crowd and it moves a certain direction, like, all of a sudden, like, you think you're just going to jump out of it. And not that I don't think that any of these mass protests, if they, you know, me personally, I think it would be stupid to be there. That doesn't mean that other people are stupid for being there. Right. I think it would be stupid to be there. And just regardless, like, you're not going to promote the message that I think you're going to promote, because it always delves into a more primal aspect of it that gives the opposing side what is, I guess, at this point, legitimate fuel to use against you. So it's
right.
It's a good idea, but in practice, it's really difficult to do it, you know, peacefully.
Right. Protesting. Peacefully protest.
There's a lot of peaceful protests leading up to the election.
Right.
And there was one peaceful protest at the end.
At the end.
And neither people were correct. But it's like, that's what that mob mentality, I think, is what drives a lot of things to go from, like, well, this is okay, to like, oh, this is probably not okay.
This is not okay. You know, there's always has to be a certain point in your own consciousness, I think, that you realize that, you know, things have gone awry and you should leave.
And
you should, like, leave. You know,
like I say,
I've been in plenty of situations myself where I see things get out of control and go, this is the time that I exit.
You know? Be the guy that's like, knows when to leave.
Yeah.
I got pretty good by the end of my army career of leaving just before the fights start at the bar.
You could see it escalating into this thing. You're like, all right,
I've had my fun.
About time for me to, ooh, look at the old watch here. Oh,
then you get
gotta
the
get up early.
Where you have like two or three friends like that also see it. So then you're like, hey, do you want to go to like so-so? And then you just go to like a quieter bar and then talk about it. Like, oh yeah, some shit going on.
There's some shit going on the next day. You know, you go in and they're like, yeah, so-and-so's all locked up, got busted downtown, got in a fight.
Dude, where were you? Were you there? I was like, no, I wasn't there. Why weren't you there? Because I was there for like the first seven of them and I didn't want to do that again.
Yeah.
So I get to the point where I'm like, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
This and is just
the time
not
for me
get,
to go.
Not have to try to explain myself to some sort of authority later. Like, it's just, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah. So true.
But, you know, it's a lot of these people that like are in the protests are younger too. So if I was younger, like maybe it, you know, maybe I would have done that. And like,
you could be very idealistic.
Does he mean BLM or does he mean January 6th? And everybody can take their opposing view and assume that I'm the worst person. And
right.
Fuck. So it was like, there was probably a time when I was younger where I was like, yeah, I might do that. I could, not being a good decision, but I could see myself I getting pushed to the position to where I would do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so there is a little bit of empathy to that, but it's like, you got to watch out because mob mentality takes over. And then you have the people there that are intent on causing damage.
Right.
So you need to avoid that as well.
That's the whole reason that they decided to show up.
That's why it's, you know, it's part of the reason why it's like, I'm libertarian, but I'm not an anarcho-capitalist for the same reason. It's like, well, you know, the police overreach is one thing, but it's like, this is the point where, you know, where our taxpayer dollars kind of need to fucking start working here.
Yeah.
So maybe when people start burning cities down or fucking like kicking in doors with the Capitol, you fucking do something.
Yeah, you do
about
something.
It.
You do something about
maybe
it.
Maybe
you protect
don't,
the average citizen what you're supposed to do.
Maybe you don't let them mill around for, you know, a day and a half first.
Yeah.
And then go, I don't want help.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want any help. Don't help us.
And then it's like, hey, people are upset that these riots are moving in the suburbs and they're throwing bricks through windows around people's houses. This will send the wrong political message if I stop them.
If I stop them, yeah.
So you see how both of these people are equal, maybe even not equally implicated. We can talk about the nuance of that afterwards, right. But it's like you have to have the base understanding of how this is so politically motivated in the fact that they don't give a fuck about whether you live or die.
They don't care. They don't give a rat's ass.
Pelosi wants her refrigerator full of fucking ice cream, and yep. Trump is probably not going to get reelected at this point.
Yeah, she's pretty sure.
I told you it's probably going to come down to DeSantis. As far as the Republican Party goes, maybe Tim Scott's going to get involved some way, but everybody's still kind of like Trump. No. He was out. He did his one time. It was done. That was his time to do it.
Yeah.
Because he's not the base that stuck with him is probably it's the same one that booed him because he's like, I got the vaccine.
Look, get the vaccine.
I don't care what you're. Well, it's all of a discussion with you, but I don't care at the end of the day what your position on getting the vaccine or not is.
Right.
Which is why it's like I think at this point a mandate would be so like politically detrimental,
to anybody
that it's not worth doing. It's too late. Maybe they could have done that earlier, but too fucking late. Maybe if some variant comes and it just like starts kill all these people. But with Omicron right now, like having a vaccine mandate right now would just be like a mild form of political suicide.
Right.
So I forget where I was going at this point, but there's a dual aspect to it that people are failing to recognize. That this causes, I don't know. It's all the same division we've been dealing with.
It's the same division, and it's the contrast between, all the summer riots of 2020 where, cities across America were burnt down.
Some people watched
it. It's true. It actually happened, and they just kind of allowed it.
Well, I think,
even though like Trump was like, hey, he kept saying, hey, if you want my help, I'll give it to you. And they're just like, we don't want your stormtroopers here.
I know.
We don't want your fascist regime in here clunking the heads of our citizens. But your citizens were burning your towns down.
Yeah. And it's sad because it's like there is, examples of like policing not having the same fucking standard it did, previously.
Previously, right.
Because it's. You lower the hiring standards because you're understaffed, and then the people that come in aren't the best people. And then with the police unions, it's really hard to get rid of
these bad people.
So it's
there's nothing like that. Police corruption is new again. Everything that's happening is new.
Insert the 70s.
it's nothing unusual. We understand that there's police corruption.
I mean, there's always going to be.
There's always going to be those bad people
out there. Where on the graph is it?
Where on the graph is it? But there are plenty of good police officers out there trying to, help their communities.
There are. I've met them.
And do the right things.
Yeah.
And, the 1% of the shitheads and the bad people make it bad for them.
And, it obscures the legitimate discussion that we could have about improving our police departments across the country when you have to generalize for the sake of an ideologic standpoint, where you have to go as like, well, it's 0 or 10. It's all or nothing. Right. There's no in between. There's no room for nuance because you're too stupid to fucking or willfully ignorant. Maybe you just have like a loose sense of morals. Where it's like, yeah, I'll lie about it. I don't care because it serves my purpose. It serves the purpose for my ideology. So I don't care if I'm being truthful or not.
Right.
Like that should be, again, across the board, like an Epstein thing, something we all look at and go, nah, that's not the way you do that.
Yeah, it's not a good
thing.
That's
not the way you live your life.
Yeah, it's not good.
But then it just causes this,
like you said, this political division, this... we're only doing it for our political gain. Yeah, we're gonna make this person look so bad.
Yep.
And so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the Rittenhouse trial.
Look at the Rittenhouse trial. They even from the beginning of that, and we talked about all these high profile trials through the year of 2021 and all televised. In some way or another, plenty of information being
most of them
circulated through the news cycles and who's this and who's that and who said what. And then you get to, of course, the Maxwell case.
That's not televised.
And it's not televised.
No.
And it's just the old court are open, really open to anything, you know? So what are they hiding from us?
Well, you know,
I mean, it makes you suspicious as a person
to it,
you know?
with a moderate to high amount of accuracy that there's people that, you know, will have their lives ruined over this.
Well, they should. their lives should be ruined.
That's the point. Well, I mean, they know that.
Ain't we in the cancel culture movement?
Oh God! Could you imagine, like, if they did, if that black book did come out, how much? Like, okay, so, like, I think you would see, like, because it would be left wing and right wing, like, people, because it's all about, like, if you're in that circle, you know, like if you're in that little group, like, rubbing elbows with him, like, that's how you get in there. It's not like random people are like, hey, you know, it's like, can I diddle kids too? And he's like, come on in.
Yeah, come on over.
No, it's all this elite. You know,
the elite group of people fucking perpetrating these crimes.
Like, I can only, God damn
it. Yeah, it's just fucking terrible. And then we have to keep it all hidden and secret and everything is okay. You know, I mean, you know, they talk about, like, you know, like one of the, you know, I guess you could say clothing store empires would be, you know, Wes Lexner, who the Limited, Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, all that, you know, the White Bark, which was, he was, you know, I mean, when I lived in Columbus, Ohio, in Reynoldsburg, you know, he was just like two little towns away, you know, New Albany.
Well,
which was like a town that he made.
Look at the Gisling, one of her mansion complexes in fucking New Hampshire too.
Yeah.
So I feel the same way, where, you know, these people, like, it wasn't in my town, but it's like, it was close enough where it just, I don't know, makes you feel
What a perfect, you know, front for, you know, a guy who likes doing young girls to be in, you know, women's clothing and lingerie.
Weird.
You know?
Hey, a lot of these photos came up blurry. I'm not going to be able to use them.
Yeah. So you want to be in the Victoria's Secret catalog, huh? You need to go see old Wes first. It's okay. You're 16. Don't worry. You know, look at your parents over there. They know they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Unless you go out of the country, then it's 16 at best.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little rough the more you look into stuff. But could you imagine if that black book came out? How much, you know, the right talks a lot about cancel culture, and the left always gives the right shit about this whole cancel culture thing.
Right.
But could you imagine if that little black book came out and there were some left-wing people on there, how they would immediately start talking about cancel culture and how you're just trying to, like, sully their names to deplatform them. And, like,
yeah, exactly.
How much they would try use that same thing to be like, no, it's, you know, everybody's picking up and they're accusing me of stuff. Like, well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
But then that should come at the point where it's like, well, you're going to have a trial over it, but they won't. They won't. Even if that book came out, these people wouldn't. No. Just, it would just be like the whole, like, 2008 financial crisis. Like, those people, like, you'll get, just, like, two of them in trial and then find them, and then that's
it. And then that's it. Yeah. And then, and, you know, like I said, with what the little black book is, that it implements, you know, both sides.
It does.
You know?
And it's, yeah.
Yeah. And as, you know, regular average Americans will never know. Well, I mean, we know a few of them, but that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We can speculate on some. Some, it's like, I'm about 90% sure, and you're really going to have to kind of prove to me. That's not.
I don't know. I don't know. Bill liked to hang out with him a lot. He was on that the flight records a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
a total pussy hound.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Bring in the girls. Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, if you're married to Hillary, why? You might want a different girl. She probably had a different girl.
Maybe those marriages aren't born out of love.
Yeah.
They're like the royal family. I think they're born out of power and necessity.
Power and necessity. Yeah. Convenience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Opportunism.
Opportunity.
It's like, oh, well, if you marry this, you know, Saudi prince, then we got our foot in the door for this. So it's like,
that's right. It's still going on.
And then you know what regular people do is they clam around the fucking couch for these fucking TV shows to talk about shit like that. Like, oh man, it's, and I get it. It's kind of like a mild coping mechanism, but at the same time, isn't there a little bit of irony to that? It was like, yeah, it's like some of the shit really happens. And yeah, this is what it's based off of, even if very loosely. Like, it should kind of bring up the point that it's like, huh, man, that's pretty disturbing that people actually do this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so true. There are some disgusting people out there in the world.
And like I said, there always will be. It's nothing new. It's just nothing new. The fact that we have the access.
We can go all the way back to the Roman Empire. Look at Caligula.
Yeah,
and you know, and like
he invented penmanship. Yeah.
And Nero and all them, they were all just screwing each other and kids, and you know.
Oh yeah, the whole thing was just
the degrading of society. You know.
No, but Rome was one society. I mean, look, like the Byzantines were big for a while, and then right, they all got torched, and then we went to the fucking Dark Ages for a little bit.
Because we burned everything down. We're getting rid of it all. We're going to go start back to living in huts again.
All those pasty Wallace and Gromit fucks just want a bunch of illiterate turnip farmers so they can go, you know, clop around their horses and fucking go get fucking scurvy and syphilis wherever they please.
Yeah.
So, I mean, times have changed. That's, you know, 500 years ago.
Yeah.
The people aren't quite like that anymore. And so it's like you can allude to the past and like talk about it and how things came to be the way they are. But then you can't look at the people in 2020 and be like, you're from here, you're bad, you're this color, you're bad. And that goes on the right, and it especially goes on the left, because I think they're ignorant of their own biases because of this false sense of moral superiority. And that's just kind of what's not maybe even take a step back from the left. It's like, I'm just going to tell you're being stupid if you're being fucking stupid. You're being stupid. It's like, well, you're not, you know, you're exiled mildly. You know, now it's like, well, I'm just going to keep saying what I'm saying. It's like, these people listen to me. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now that makes you a grifter. Not making money off of it. So go fuck yourself.
We're not making any money. We'd like to make some money.
Yes, you could, but then you have to be like, then you have to, so I don't know. Like, you can start doing debate panels and stuff like that, but a lot of the people that get into politics, though, the ones that do it to create a following, like at this point, like you're basically trying to have a job. Like, you're trying to have a job, you're trying to get paid enough so you can do that for a living. Yeah. In order to do that, you have to have, it's 24 hours, so you have to have content constantly.
Yeah.
So, and that means you have to have these hot takes on fucking everything. And that means you're going to say something that's objectively fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So, like, rather than that, like, just take the standpoint of, like, having, you know, intelligent discussions with people, but these people who are just trying to be like up and coming, it's the same people who are trying to be celebrities.
Right.
Like, it's the same people who are trying to get famous doing anything. Is like, they're going to do whatever they have to do for clout. Like, they're going to, if they can have this, like, you know, mic drop moment, even if it means nothing, as long as they can edit it to their, you know, to their benefit,
right,
then that's, so those are the people you're going to be fighting when right, you do that. And that's the problem, is it's like, a lot of people that are into politics and getting popular, they're pretty fucking, you know, stupid. Right.
It's like pretty stupid. I agree. Well, we're going to take a break here. Okay. We'll be back.